Our devotional reading for this morning comes from the Apology of the Augsburg Confession, Articles 7 and 8 on the Church. If the Church, which is truly the kingdom of Christ, is distinguished from the kingdom of the devil, it necessarily follows that since the wicked belong to the kingdom of the devil, they are not the Church. In this life, nevertheless, because the kingdom of Christ has not yet been revealed, they are mingled with the Church and hold office in it. The fact that the revelation has not yet come does not make the wicked the kingdom of Christ. What he quickens by his Spirit is always the same kingdom of Christ, whether it be revealed or hidden under the cross, just as Christ is the same, whether now glorified or previously afflicted. Christ's parables agree with this. Christ clearly states in Matthew 13:38 that the good seed means the sons of the kingdom. The weeds are the sons of the evil one. The field, he says, is the world, not the church. Thus John speaks about the whole Jewish nation and says that the true church will be separated from it. Therefore, this passage is more against our opponents than for them, since it shows that the true and spiritual people will be separated from the physical ones. Christ is talking about the outward appearance of the church when he says that the kingdom of God is like a net or like 10 virgins. He teaches us that the church is hidden under a crowd of wicked men so that this stumbling block may not offend the faithful, and so that we may know the word and the sacraments, and that they are efficacious, even when wicked men administer them. Meanwhile, he teaches that though these wicked men participate in the outward marks, still they are not the true kingdom of Christ and members of Christ, for they are the members of the kingdom of the devil. We are not dreaming about some Platonic republic, as has been slanderously alleged, but we teach that this church actually exists, made up of true believers and righteous men scattered throughout the world. And we add its marks, the pure teaching of the gospel and the sacraments. This church is properly called the pillar of truth, for it retains the pure gospel and what Paul calls the foundation, that is, the true knowledge of Christ and of faith.